pleased to be joined by Chris Dinkins, who moments ago was elected to the 144th District State Representative seat. First, just let me ask you, what does it mean to be elected by the voters of the 144th District to head up to the state representative seat?
Well, I'm very honored to be selected to follow in Representative Fitzwater's footsteps. It's definitely an honor, and I won three of the four counties, and I'm excited about that. And I'm just been a long, hard campaign, and I'm ready to get to work for the people of the district.
And what did working for Mr. Fitzwater, how do you feel like that's going to prepare you heading up to the next level?
Well, Representative Fitzwater has been a great mentor, and the people of the district really had a lot of respect for him, and I learned a lot working beside him, and he will continue to be just a phone call away if I've ever got any issues. So it's been great being able to work for him these last few years.
It was a very close vote by my tally, 299 votes. And so how are you going to help bridge that gap that seems to be a very wide divide between both parties as you head up to Jefferson City?
Yeah, that's the thing about special elections is you never know. You always have such low voter turnout that you never know what a actual regular election, what the numbers would be like. But, you know, I'm ready to work for everybody in the district and get up there and start doing the things for the district that need to get done. We've got a lot of roads and bridges and broadband internet that needs worked on. So we've got a lot of things that we need to get to work on, and I'm ready to just get up there and hit the ground running.
Can I ask you your first thoughts once you found out you won?
I don't even know what my first thoughts were. I mean, we've been sitting here tallying them as they went along, and we were waiting for the last few in Wayne County to come in, and I had already won every precinct in Wayne County, and so it was looking pretty favorable. So it was there towards the end. I think it was, I knew it was coming like that.
Describe the moment when you found out. How did you find out, and who was around you, and what'd they say to you?
Well, I'm at my family's, so I have my mom and my son and my sisters here, and we've just been counting the votes coming in, and I actually started receiving a lot of congratulations texts before we had actually accepted the numbers ourselves. They were already, I guess, projecting that, you know, I was going to win, and I was waiting for actual official numbers to come in. So
the first thing you plan on doing when you get into Jefferson City?
I have not even thought that far ahead. I guess I'm going to need to catch up on what bills and things are already out there and what we're going to be voting on immediately. I'm going to be playing a little bit of catch up, and then I'll be ready to see what the district wants me to do for them. I know, like I said before, we've got a lot of roads and bridges, and we need some broadband internet throughout the district.
And have you talked to Mr. Fitzwater tonight?
Yes, I have. I've talked to Mr. Fitzwater, the Speaker of the House, and the Governor.
And what did they all tell you?
Congratulations. They knew I would do it because of my strong work ethic, and look forward to working with me.
And my final question for you, but you're now going to be in the same office, but in a nice little room enclosed by itself. Is it going to be a little different for you switching roles and moving in and having the big desk to yourself now? Any decoration changes in mind, perhaps?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I told two of the other representatives that's in the office where I have been working that I think I would just keep my same desk right out there in the outside of their offices if I did get elected. I'm pretty comfortable there, so I'm not even real sure I'll move into one of those offices.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling us back, and congratulations again, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.